ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji has recorded a further 39 cases of COVID-19 overnight, taking the total number of cases recorded in this second wave to 849. While most of the cases are linked to known clusters, health authorities are investigating seven cases to determine the source of infection. Health officials anticipate that COVID-19 numbers will rise as testing continues, with new infections recorded at the country's main police barracks in Suva. For Fijians overseas, the COVID-19 outbreak has made it impossible to reunite with families back home, with international borders closed and travel in and out of Fiji suspended due to the rapidly growing Delta strain of the coronavirus. Those who are either trying to bring their family members over or travel back to Fiji to support them say COVID-19 has left them feeling helpless. To speak more about the difficulties faced by Fijians in Australia, I am joined by Hanjan Nuer, who resides in Melbourne's western suburbs and is a member of Victoria's Fijian community. Good morning, Yandra, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I think the question is, how are you? How are you feeling about the situation back home in Fiji?
There is a lot to it. To start off with, I'm from the main Nandi town where the Nandi International Airport is. And our main background was tourism, so that has totally stopped. So 90% of this town was dependent on tourism, and my families were all mostly involved in hotels, taxis, handicraft shops, tour guides, and everything has stopped in Fiji for now. And the other thing is the network issues as well. There's only two providers in Fiji, and you cannot reach the regional and countryside. If you want to talk to your relatives and families, you really can't get to the regional side. So, and I cannot go to Fiji. So it's really frustrating. Like you cannot talk to them on a timely basis. And I've got a sister as well, which I haven't met her for about 2 years now. And I've not been to Fiji for about 3 years now. Normally we meet three times a year. Yeah.
So it's been quite a difficult situation for you being here, far away from your family back in Nandi. Now, are you planning to or trying to either get to Fiji or potentially have some of your family try and come to Australia to be away from the cases growing in Fiji?
Yeah, you would try that, but it's hard because the borders are closed. They wouldn't allow anyone to go in, especially going back to Fiji. The cases are climbing up. So they had visitors visa before, and they had their own garment factory or business going on. And that was really going good up until now. They have closed their businesses and would want to migrate, but there's nothing we can do about that. It's really hard and it's frustrating. We cannot help them, and the government is saying now it's all the borders are closed, the agents are not helping us. Yeah.
So with your family back in Fiji, you're not able to contact them in a timely manner, but what are they telling you about their situation? How are they feeling about the growing cases of COVID-19 in the country?
They are really mentally stressed about it, because the government, I think they are blaming the government, and the government are blaming the people there. It's just a blame game going on, but it's really hard. And I think they haven't experienced what we have experienced, because we had so many lockdowns, but they are really trying to fight this virus, but they don't know what to do, actually. That is, the containment is not done properly. I think that's the problem there.
You're listening to Hanjan Nair from the Victorian Fijian community, and we're talking about the situation going on with his family back home. Of course, the border closures have been hard on so many people, but, you know, what impact is it having on you personally? What kind of a toll is it taking?
Normally, I would travel to Fiji in New Zealand, in other countries for sports, especially the community sports in Fiji, it's a big thing. So that has totally stopped now. We can't go anywhere except for New Zealand. Even from Victoria, it's hard to go to New Zealand. I'm not too sure when the borders close or when the borders open with Victorians only. Other states, I think it's all right. But for Victorians, it's hard to get the information when the borders are open and when we can go and travel and see our families in New Zealand or even in Fiji as well. So I haven't met my friends and relatives for ages now. And I mostly travel for sports, and that has totally stopped.
Now, speaking of that, you are in Melbourne, and Melbourne has just come out of its fourth lockdown today. How did you cope with all the lockdowns that happened throughout last year and this latest fourth lockdown?
It's mentally exhausting. I've spoken to my workmates and I've spoken to many people around us. It's really frustrating, and I feel we are not fully out of this lockdown. We cannot move freely. I won't be able to see my brother on the other side of the town. He lives down the southeast side, as this 25-kilometer restrictions is in place. But one good thing out of this is we can train now in groups of 10. That's the only good thing I can see. And we can start a bit of training, yeah, and exercising, yes.
Well, Hanjin, thank you so much for chatting with me this morning and talking to me about your family back in Fiji and also how you're feeling being here in Melbourne, having been in the fourth lockdown. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was Hanjin Nair from the Victorian Fijian community speaking to me about how his family is going in Fiji, him trying to bring them to Australia, but obviously with the border closures, that is quite difficult. And then also chatting to me there about how he was feeling in Melbourne's fourth lockdown.